February 7, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Mind your health. Opening prayer. Prepare my heart to learn as I come to study your word today, Father. Continue to change me, equip me to serve you with more gratitude, with greater faith and faithfulness. Read 2 Kings, chapter 15. Azariah, king of Judah. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah son of Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah, she was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. The Lord afflicted the king with leprosy until the day he died, and he lived in a separate house. Jotham the king's son had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. As for the other events of Azariah's reign, and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Azariah rested with his ancestors and was buried near them in the city of David. And Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king. Zechariah king of Israel in the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 6 months. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his predecessors had done. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Shallum son of Jabesh conspired against Zechariah. He attacked him in front of the people, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The other events of Zechariah's reign are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. So the word of the Lord spoken to Jehu was fulfilled, "Your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." Shallum king of Israel. Shallum son of Jabesh became king in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned in Samaria 1 month. Then Menahem son of Gadi went from Tirzah up to Samaria. He attacked Shallum son of Jabesh in Samaria, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The other events of Shallum's reign, and the conspiracy he led, are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. At that time Menahem, starting out from Tirzah, attacked Tifsah and everyone in the city and its vicinity, because they refused to open their gates. He sacked Tifsah and ripped open all the pregnant women. Menahem king of Israel in the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menahem son of Gadi became king of Israel, and he reigned in Samaria 10 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. During his entire reign, he did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Then Pul king of Assyria invaded the land, and Menahem gave him 1,000 talents of silver to gain his support and strengthen his own hold on the kingdom. Menahem exacted this money from Israel. Every wealthy person had to contribute 50 shekels of silver to be given to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria withdrew and stayed in the land no longer. As for the other events of Menahem's reign, and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Menahem rested with his ancestors. And Pekahiah his son succeeded him as king. Pekahiah king of Israel in the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah son of Menahem became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. Pekahiah did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. One of his chief officers, Pekah son of Remaliah, conspired against him. Taking 50 men of Gilead with him, he assassinated Pekahiah, along with Argob and Ariah, in the citadel of the royal palace at Samaria. So Pekah killed Pekahiah and succeeded him as king. The other events of Pekahiah's reign, and all he did, are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. Pekah king of Israel in the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah son of Remaliah became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. In the time of Pekah king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kadesh and Hazor. He took Gilead and Galilee, including all the land of Naphtali, and deported the people to Assyria. Then Hoshi son of Elah conspired against Pekah son of Remaliah. He attacked and assassinated him, and then succeeded him as king in the 20th year of Jotham son of Uzziah. As for the other events of Pekah's reign, and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jotham king of Judah in the second year of Pekah son of Remaliah king of Israel, Jotham son of Uzziah king of Judah began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Jotham rebuilt the upper gate of the temple of the Lord. As for the other events of Jotham's reign, and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? In those days, the Lord began to send Rezin king of Aram and Pekah son of Remaliah against Judah. Jotham rested with his ancestors and was buried with them in the city of David, the city of his father. And Ahaz his son succeeded him as king. Reflect. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. This chapter reports on the last kings of Israel, Zechariah, Shalem, Menahem, Pekahiah, and Pekah. Fulfilling God's promise, verse 12, Jehu's dynasty lasts until the fourth generation, Zechariah, who is assassinated by Shalem, verse 10. Though Shalem receives no assessment, his short reign, 1 month, conveys a negative evaluation in itself. The other four kings receive the same negative verdict of persistently doing evil, according to the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, verses 9, 18, 24, and 28. The references to this evaluative formula outnumber those in other chapters of the book. Rapid succession, assassinations, coups, conspiracies, and foreign interventions mark these final kings' regimes. The record of five kings of Israel, verses 8 through 31, is sandwiched between the summary of two kings of Judah, Azariah, also called Uzziah, verses 1 through 7 and Jotham, verses 32 through 38. These two southern kings are commended for doing what is right in God's eyes, except for failing to remove the high places, verses 3, 4, 34, and 35. This account does not explain Azariah's affliction with leprosy, verse 5, whereas Chronicles views it as a divine discipline for his arrogance in offering incense in the temple. Though the reigns of Azariah and Jotham in Judah are relatively long and stable compared with those in Israel, Azariah's leprosy and the foreign invasion during Jotham's rule, verse 37, suggest that Judah is not free of trouble. Our sins pose far-reaching impact upon our offspring, just as Israel's first king affects the reigns and people after him. Eventually, it costs the nation. Half-hearted commitment is equally offensive. Azariah and Jotham's failure to remove the high places displeases God, despite their attempts to do good in other respects. Apply. Sin threatens not only our own lives, but also those of people who come after us. To secure our spiritual health, we need regular health checks by the Holy Spirit. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, please convict me of my sin, be it overt or covert, important or seeming unimportant. Lead me to repentance so that the testimony of my faith journey will glorify my Savior and lead others to seek and follow Him.